Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, he is the one and only Ty Windisch, baby, of the Eurostep podcast. You can look at his beautiful face there on X and on YouTube. He's waving. He's got his beard all nice and groomed and ready to rock and roll for this big, big appearance. Ty Windisch, how are we?
Good. I just got out of hair and makeup, like you said, ready to to join the show. Really excited to be here on a toy drive day and do genuinely ask anybody listening to go donate. I plan to, as soon as we're done here, to help out, make sure these kids have their toys, man.
I appreciate it. People don't know this, but Tommy Wirtz actually does travel and do hair and makeup for our guests prior to coming on X and YouTube, Charlie. And he does a really good
job.
If you look at Ty,
he looks good. For nominating him for that.
Yeah, he really does. He does a good job with the makeup part of it, too. I mean, Ty is really looking good. Ty normally a lot paler, but with the foundation and stuff they put on, he looks really good. Ty, I really am sick of Bucks fans, if we're being honest. I all day I've listened to the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network from Inside Wisconsin Sports from 6 to 9 a.m. with Josh and Trevor to 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide, their producer, was on the air quite a bit today. Noon to 2, obviously Mason Crosby in the house with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Tommy Wirtz chirping there. A lot of negativity, a lot of people mad. I'm hearing callers asking for them to trade Giannis and start this thing over, to which I about lost my ever-loving mind. I asked this question at 2 o'clock. I'm going to ask you the same question. This situation that they find themselves in right now, how much of this blame lies at the feet of Giannis?
Not the majority. Not most of it. I'd say he is relatively low on the list of people who I would blame for this. And I really hesitate to even try and designate out how much or how little, because I think the people who would say it is Giannis's fault would say things like Giannis wanted Adrian Griffin hired and other things like that. And I just feel like we don't conclusively know those things. And I also feel like even if that is true, it's the job of a good professional sports organization to not let the players run the show, because that's not their job. And while it's important for, you know, to do things maybe in conjunction with Giannis, if you're letting Giannis make coaching decisions, that's an indictment of the organization. I think back to when Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh stormed into Pat Riley's office and said, you got to fire Eric Spoelstra, the new guy at the time, the old video coordinator. You got to coach the team. And what did he do? He said no. And now Eric Spoelstra is one of the most decorated coaches in the league, one of the most esteemed and multi-time champion. So I don't put much blame on Giannis. I don't think he was very good last night, I mean, in that particular game. But if you talk about overall where the Bucks are at, no, he's still here. He's still playing at a very high level. I don't think you can put him too high on the list of blame.
I just got some news here on the Green Bay Packers from Adam Schefter a little while ago. I didn't see it till just now. The Packers-Bears game has been flexed for week 16. That Saturday game is now a Saturday night game. With a 7:20 start, the Eagles Commanders will play at 4 o'clock that day. So Packers, Bears, now Saturday night football, 7:20 start on December 20th for all of you can set your schedules and so forth. If you're going to Christmas parties or whatever else, now you can work around that. Ty Windisch, I put all of it at the feet of Giannis. That's where I lied, all of it. Not because of Adrian Griffin or anything like that. I put it at his feet because he is the one. Look at me. Make me happy. I don't know if I want to be here. I'm not going to say I'm going to be there. And all this hocus-pocus crap that's gone on for the last couple of off seasons, which means you have to win now. Prior to the Miles Turner deal, I said what they ought to do is go to Giannis and go, hey, look, man, we're not going to be good. Lillard's going to be out the year. We're not going to be very good. We're going to take advantage of a high draft pick. We're going to clear some of these salaries off here in the next couple of years, get a big pool of money available to us, and then we're going to go back at it again and build up some more draft picks and make a run at this. To which I was told by everybody, there's no way Sparky will ever agree to that. He wants to win every year. Okay, so let's do what he wants. So now you stretch and waive Damian Lillard. You sign Miles Turner. That deal looks awful currently because he's everything the Pacers fans said he was going to be when he got here. So that's backfired. And then you're left with trying to get marginal role players on cheaper deals that you told us, oh, they can all shoot really well. That's all we need. We're just going to jack up a bunch of threes, and that's how we're going to play. The problem is everybody forgot about defense at this point, and that has gone completely out the window too. If it's not trying to please Giannis at every step and turn to make sure, you know, he doesn't leave and so forth, if he would have just said, I'm here through the duration of my contract. I'm not going anywhere. So whatever y'all want to do, that's fine. John Horst, I trust you. You got Drew Holiday. You got Damian Lillard. I trust you know how to build a championship. After all, we won a championship together. Let's roll. I'm not going anywhere. Instead of just ending it and letting him do what he wanted to do, build it the way he wanted to build it to secure this, you made him go force. You forced him into doing this panic move to go get Miles Turner. And now, if it backfires, now we're going to delete stuff off Instagram and pout like a two-year-old because you didn't get your way and now things aren't going right. And as I said earlier, if you can go two ways on this if you're Giannis Ty Windisch. One, you can pout and shut up and not talk to anybody and clam up because you're mad that you're losing. Or two, you can fight like hell and be a leader and pull this team out of it and do extra film sessions with these younger guys and do extra work and try and get this to go the way you want it to go. It's up to him. But doing this crap on Instagram is not exactly the way of a leader at this point that is showing he wants to be here, Ty.
I've been told the Instagram stuff happened a while ago, and I think it was pointed out after the game last night. That's what I heard. I'm not an Instagram detective, so
neither am I. I'm not even on Instagram. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, but I've been told it wasn't. He didn't get home from the game and do this. This was he scrubbed his feet a while ago. I don't know or frankly care why. To your point, I mean, listen, I understand what you're saying. I don't want to base strong opinions on like whispers we hear about the interdynamics of the front office and Giannis. I don't know exactly. I wasn't there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's John Horst's job and ownership in the front office as in general to build the team. And to ensure, like, to nudge Giannis, and it's the intent too with ownership, and you know who made the coaching hire, this and here, like, you know, it's John Horst in the front office's job to build the right team and to push people in the right direction to get them to do it. So I won't remove culpability on the roster building and the aggressiveness. if you really want to do something and you make the call, I think you just have to do it, frankly, and sell everyone else on your vision. And if you can't, then that's a fault in that job. And there's always going to be strong people with strong opinions. But I think if you do something as an executive, you've got to own it, even if you didn't want to do it. And I don't really like the idea of saying, this person made me do this. This, you know, it came out that he wanted Kenny Atkinson as Kenny Atkinson is winning coach of the year. Like, that's convenient to come out then. Yeah, it's a good time to say that. Hire him if you feel so strongly about it, is my take on that. But generally, you know, I do think the aggressiveness is starting to obviously take a toll. And I do think, to kind of get, kind of meet you in the middle here, there probably does need to be a coming to Jesus moment with Giannis where the Bucks say, listen, we can't just send like the 2031 and 2 pick to bring in like a Band-Aid, like Zach LaVine, and try and fix this on the fly. We need to rebuild the team a bit. We'll still try, we're not going to tank and shut everyone down or whatever, but let's get a nice first round pick. Let's kind of keep the books moving. Let's get a roster that maybe makes more sense here and use the offseason to do it instead of doing it on the fly. On the flip side, I understand if you're honest and you say, well, why didn't you do that last summer? And I don't think they did a very good job of getting a balanced win now roster together here. So I don't know. I think if they keep losing, though, they're going to have that moment where they do have to get from Giannis, like, are you in or out? You know what I mean? Like, enough with the half stuff. Like, we need to have a plan for the next 3 years, not for the next 3 months.
I agree with you on that wholeheartedly. Ty, Window Shit, Eurostep Podcast. This is the other thing that I pointed out earlier. It's December, man. I don't really care what their win-loss record is in December. I think there's plenty of time to still figure this out. The issue that I have in all of this is Giannis clearly knew what the plan was, right? We are going to build it around you with all these marginal rotational players. Hopefully somebody steps up and does something, but we're going to win because we were so good and efficient in shooting threes last year. Now we're going to shoot even more of them this year, and we're essentially going to outscore guys. The other part of this was at the beginning was they wanted to play more physical, be more handsy, get more tip passes that lead to more steals and more turnovers, and that worked a little bit in spurts earlier in the season, but that now has gone sideways, and that is no longer an issue right now with this Bucks team. And secondly, can they really win with three guards and Giannis and Miles Turner? I think not, because they can't handle themselves on the boards to continue to play this way, Ty.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that they went with AJ Green with the starter next to Kevin Porter Jr. and Ryan Rollins. I get starting the point guards together because those have been clearly two of your most dynamic two-way players on the roster, easily two of the top five this season. And I get saying, let's just start our best guys, even if it's not ideal. And I also get the idea of, well, we need to have some spacing. You know, KPJ shot the cover off the ball, but historically has only been okay. Rollins is a little streaky. But I do think that lineup has worked through these first two games. They've been good in those minutes with the new starters. But it's against the Nets and the Wizards. I would sure hope any four guys in Giannis look good against the Nets and Wizards, although they did, of course, lose to the Wizards. I think they're going to have to go back to Kuzma starting. Whether that's with both point guards or just one of them, I would try it with both and see if the spacing works out. Kuzma's been shooting the ball well, but we know he's going to be a streaky shooter.
Yep.
But to your point, I do think they've leaned too far into shooting. Players like Gary Trent, who were more helpful last season, he only really shoots and scores. He's not rebounding. He's not defending consistently. He's not racking up assists. The Bucks don't need more shooting and scoring. They are first in effective field goal percentage. They are first in three-point percentage, and their offense is middling, because they don't have enough of everything else. So I think Kuzma is actually a very important balance for them and should play more. And the minutes with Kuzma and Giannis together this year, the Bucks have blitz teams. Like, it has worked, even though it's not always looked pretty. So I think they need to lean into more of that, more size, more defense. I couldn't agree more. The roster doesn't lend itself to that, but I think it's worth trying to do that however you can with this current group.
For those of you that don't know, Ty Winnish is my Herd expert because I do not watch Herd basketball games, but I do know there's a bunch of NBA guys that have played in the NBA that are on that roster with the Herd right now. Any of these guys, Dennis Smith, Oladipo, any of these cats, do you think at some point find their way onto this roster and can actually help this team?
I'm not sure it'll be on the Bucks. I think if there was a moment for Dennis Smith Jr., it's probably with Kevin Porter Jr. out for so long when they needed more guard play to kind of push Cole Anthony. But even Oladipo, who's a little bigger than him, you know, we don't look at this group and say, wow, they need more two guards, right?
Like, right.
They need forwards. They need size. Oladipo's had some moments. It's kind of taken him a bit to get his legs, but he's had some nice games. And he can give you, I think, theoretically, in his prime, he was exactly what they needed, if not small, like, you know, physical defender, gets to the rim, all this stuff. He's done that stuff a bit with the Herd, but it's not been as consistent as he still gets himself back from this major injury. So I think it'd be exciting if one of those guys got a spot. Maybe if you want to open up a roster spot, I think two-way contracts open in mid-January, kind of give them a trial. Maybe someone like Amir Coffey, who I'm not sure if his deal is guaranteed. He has not really played much lately. Give him a shot. But I'm not expecting those one of those two guys to come in and be a real answer. I think they need more size than either of those two can provide, especially Dennis Smith Jr., who's really stuck to playing the one while he is a good defender.
Ty, what do you do with Miles Turner?
You use him more. I agree that he hasn't impressed, but I don't think it's all on him. I think he needs to shoot the ball better. His numbers are okay in the year. But I honestly, it feels like they forget about him out there. It's kind of the same for A.J. Green a lot of the game, too. Frankly, both of those guys can offer you some more dynamic play than they have. And it's kind of just the ball comes to them and they shoot an open three every so often, but that's not consistent enough. I think we saw in that Miami game, Turner can offer you a lot more. If he's got a switch or a small in the post, he can score against those players. He can move the ball a bit more. Defensively, I like keeping him around the rim a bit more, but he just needs to be more involved offensively. I don't understand how you invest the dead cap and the, you know, the live cap in a player like that and then not have him be a more focal part of your game. And honestly, you watch in the fourth quarter, he comes back in with like 5 minutes left. He sits for these long stretches. I think he's helped the team more than it appears. I think he does some of the little things well. He's not a very good rebounder, which hurts, but I don't think that's all on him with this team either. I would like to see him used more to try and get more out of him, because I think there's more there, and they're kind of just having him be a spacer. I think he's more than just a spacer.
He is Ty Windisch, Eurostat Podcast. I always let you promote on the way out. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. The Eurostep, wherever you get your podcasts, or on YouTube, or you can follow me on Twitter at Ty Windisch, posting all about the Bucks all the time. And hopefully we'll have some delightful surprises tomorrow night, but it's going to be a tough one against the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, definitely. Tough would be a good word for it. Yes, Ty, that would be correct. And now Ty's going to go donate online, he said, so this will be fun too. Ty Windisch, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Yep, thank you for having me, as always.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.